Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
And I got the least weird. It turns out it's the weirdest because I got it now, and the other ones are weirder looking, but they're more functional for what we're doing here. I got the stumpier microphone. And now, finally, did you guys see on Twitter? There were pictures of what these microphones look like for the listeners who have heard comments about the microphones and always wondered what they look like. I'm going to go back to the paper. Doug Loves Movies is taped in front of a live audience at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles. It's Tuesday, June 1st, 2010. Oh, thank you. Just got a nice microphone stand switch out for no reason. What was I saying? It's Tuesday, June 1st, 2010, a.k.a. Morgan Freeman's birthday. Happy birthday, God. Yeah, God, or Black Pimp, whichever part of his you prefer more. Apologies to all the live audience members who did what I told them to last week and wore name tags, and then I forgot to get contestants for the Leonard Maltin game, so the name tags went for naught. But why I see in the... this guy's got a gigantic name tag, and with both him and the person next to him's name on them. And then we got another guy with a name tag, and then I thought there'd be more name tags this week instead of less. Kale?
Callie?
Broccoli? you'll have to... you got to sit up in this... this is the zone right here. Those two guys with no name tags, they got the fucking sweet spots for having name tags, so I don't know. I don't know what we should do to them. I tell you what, you guys have to pledge that you will go try to clean up the oil spill. They both did, one with a thumbs up and the other one with a friendly wave. So Shrek Forever After took the top spot at the weekend box office, beating out Prince of Persia and Sex and the City, which leads me, Sex and the City 2, which leads me to this theory. No one wants to watch ladies in dresses running around in the desert. Sorry, Jake Gyllenhaal, you look like a lady. My guests tonight are three people who said yes when I called them yesterday and today. Two-thirds of them today. And you're still going to be pretty amazed at how good of a show I could put together at the last minute. Please welcome Paul Scheer, Nick Kroll, and Dave Koechner, everybody. Holy crap. How do I do it? Where's your name tag? You got to leave it on the whole time, Doug and Catherine. Look at that. You brought a whole dry erase board with Doug and Catherine
written
on it.
Is it going to change throughout the show? Like, are they going to write different messages on there?
No, I just told them they have to keep it up the whole time.
Oh, okay.
So I know. That'd be like...
They should make an one arrow point towards you, because your name is also Doug. And any other Dougs in the audience, too.
They look like they're on an episode of Amnesiac Newlywed Game. And the questions are as simple as, what's his name? What's her name?
Toilet seat. It's Doug.
Or even better, the morning after game. where couples have to sit there. What's his name? I don't know.
That is a spike show. You just pitched the spike show. That would be a great spike show.
Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
The morning after game.
I love it.
And the Carpenters sing the theme song. The Carpenters were a brother-sister group.
I was you ever played that game of like, what would you, if you could have dinner with any dead celebrity, like who would it
be?
Yeah,
we all play that game, but most of us fuck the person. We don't have dinner with them. What kind of weirdo?
I wrote my NYU accept, like letter to NYU, like, who I'd have dinner with, and I was like, Jesus Christ and Howard Stern. Because I'm like, yeah, I'm thinking, man.
Mine was, if I could have dinner with anybody, it would be Karen Carpenter.
And Mama Cass.
And it would be Karen Carpenter, and I would be like, maybe you should eat something.
You just want to feed her.
Be a savior, and that would be it? That's as insistent as you get?
Yeah, and then I would fuck her.
See, I knew that was going to be in there somewhere. You put a nice meal in Karen Carpenter. She's pretty
women
hot.
Are so lucky with their interactions with men. Then I'd fuck her. You girls have it so well. Oh, there's a man. I wonder if he likes me or he wants to fuck me.
At least I can get fucked whenever I want to. That's what I'd say if I was a lady.
That's true. Well, yeah, ladies, that is part
all
of the equation.
I'll have to blow my rape whistle and they will come running.
Or act at all interested.
If you blow the opposite end of a rape whistle, it's a fuck whistle.
Yeah, but only dogs hear it.
Yeah.
There's got to be a morning after.
The Carpenters.
I just like to envision people listening to your podcast and whenever they choose to enjoy it on an elliptical or a treadmill or hiking.
Yeah, of course.
Hiking one of the cool canyons.
They're
here
all
in LA.
Very active. All the people listening to this podcast are very active.
Nobody's in a cubicle. Yeah. Nobody's on a train.
There's one person just eating an Uncrustable.
What?
One person just eating an Uncrustable. You ever see those? It's like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich that is
all crust?
Sealed. It has no crust on it. It's like a little pod full of peanut butter.
That was like some focus group where someone's like, if the peanut butter or jelly has any chance to escape, I'm fucking out.
I thought Uncrustable would be like something they eat on, the Navis eat in Avatar.
It's because
the Uncrustable.
It's because kids don't like crust.
It's true.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Why do kids have such an issue with crust? Why do they
very hard
naturally
to get
despise it?
It is the bread. You are still eating bread.
Yeah, but it's like a thick weird end. But hey, you're a kid. What do you know from weird? Like, why are you judging what's the strange part you should be eating?
Cut off that crust.
Fucking eat that shit. That's what I would say. And then I'd give them the old... I'd show them the back of my hand. That would be the end.
Just show it to him, or you?
I just show it to him, and then I'd put the joint in my mouth, and everything would be cool. I'd totally mellow out.
I thought maybe you had eczema on the back of your hand, and you're like, "This is uncrustable."
Look at this. Look at this uncrustable hand.
Eat my hand.
This is what my genetics have given you. You'll have this.
Yeah, I agree. Wait till you get into your teens, and you have to give yourself an uncrustable hand job.
Oh, that was
it's horrifying.
That was my point, that people at the gym might wince every once in a while. People are like, what are you listening to? Oh, Doug Benson's podcast. Yeah.
They're talking about masturbating with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
You have a lot of weird tics when you run. Oh. What are you listening to?
And what else? Rape whistles? Ooh.
Oh, God.
How do I?
Why do you keep shivering?
There's got to be a morning after.
By the way, I like that someone's on an elliptical and someone else is like, excuse me, I noticed that you've been whistling.
What are you doing? What is that?
Yeah.
You stare at people and then talk to them about their flaws, right? At the gym? That's what we're there for. It's everyone gets in good shape because we're all judging one another.
Yeah. Is it just a tick? Uh-huh. Are you listening to something? Is that just a tick?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. This is a good Nancy Grace.
Maybe the audience didn't buy that because the hat you're wearing, you could never wear that in a gym.
No, you couldn't.
You'd be the weirdest guy in the gym wearing that hat on a treadmill.
I think if I'm in a gym, I'm the weirdest guy in a gym.
You don't work out?
I'd work out at home.
How's that?
It's good.
What do you do?
Uncrossable hand job.
Yes. UCHJ.
I was working it out too. Yeah. You put it together. That's good. I was debating on whether U and C, uncrossable, was one word or two.
Yeah.
And you correctly
made it. Yeah, it's two words.
I plowed ahead.
It has to be.
Ignorance be damned. I don't care.
Paul Scheer, do you have any movies in the can, as we like to say? Like,
oh, in the can?
Any films taking a shit?
I mean, guys, I have probably one of the most important movies ever coming out. Yeah, this is going to be an Academy Award.
Oh, right. I've talked about it briefly.
Piranha 3D.
Yeah.
It is.
Jerry O'Connell is in it.
Jerry O'Connell.
Previous
Adam Scott.
Guest, Jerry O'Connell. Guest, Adam Scott.
Yes. Did you have Ving Rhames on the show? Because he also
No,
is in it.
But I'm
Let's
about
get
to.
Him. Let's get him on the
hey,
show.
Hey, I'll be right.
I can't do it, the voice, but
come
if
over
I could,
here.
I would have launched into it and it would have been awesome.
Elizabeth Shue from The Karate Kid.
I can do
it.
That.
Richard Dreyfuss, in it. Christopher Lloyd, in it. Steve McQueen's grandson, Steve McQueen, in it. Girl from Gossip Girl, Jessica Soar, in it.
Porn star.
Porn star, Riley Steele, in it.
Is Richard Dreyfuss in it?
In it.
Yeah!
Wow. Piranhas?
Piranhas, in it. 3D, in it.
Does he play Matt Hooper in
he
it?
He does, actually.
Oh,
he
my
actually
God.
Sincerely does play Matt Hooper. That is,
that
not,
is
a
not a tiger shark. That is not a tiger shark. I don't like the panties drying on the rod.
The truth of it is that Matt Hooper decides to take a break from sharks on a vacation, and then what happens? He gets attacked by piranha.
Is that legal? Did they have to like go to Spielberg and be like,
isn't that intellectual property of somebody?
Cocaine, years of cocaine. Is he allowed to do this now?
It's not intellectual property if you just dress your character 100% like him and don't ever refer to him by his exact name. So that is the wiggle room that they gave him. In the script, his name is Hooper, but no one ever calls him Hooper because he's pretty much by himself for the movie. So
he's in Sideways World from Lost.
Yes. So which all, means so he's in purgatory.
Oh. I haven't watched
Come
it
Come on, guys. It's been a week.
I just didn't know we had that many Catholics listening or in the audience.
I don't understand either aspects of that.
DK, Dave Keckner, what do you got?
Well, you have to wait until 2011, but it'll be worth it, yeah. Paul, the Jason, Simon Pegg, and Nick Kroll movie.
I wish.
Oh, it's not the other Nick.
Nick Frost.
Oh, I'd prefer Kroll.
Good call.
Yes, but Nick Frost. It's there's a lot of CGI, so they have to takes a while to put all that together.
Oh, so you shot your stuff, but it's not coming out till next year.
Correct.
Wow.
Who else? It's Rogan and
Jason.
Yes,
Bateman. Right?
Yes. Bill Hader.
Bill Hader.
Kristen Wiig.
Don, I'm not a fan
Jesus,
of any of those.
Is anybody good? Is anybody good in it? Anybody funny?
Steve McQueen's grandson, Steve McQueen.
Nice.
In it.
That sounds awesome. And Nick Kroll is in the trailer for, I've already heard the your line in the trailer and the commercial for Get Him to the Greek.
Guess what? Not in the movie.
Isn't
he
in
has
the
a
movie.
Equally funnier line in the movie.
Yeah. Oh, alternate take
That's
then.
That's what you get with Kroll. You get a couple bangs for the buck there.
Lionel Rama Kroll over here.
Just dishing
them out. Dishing them out.
Should I use the one you guys wrote me or the 12 I'm going to come up with that are funnier?
And they're like, why don't you just not waste time and write the one, use the one that we wrote for you? Okay. He gets it. So, I got to get him the Greek. It's coming out to June 4th. And by the way, if you guys have seen the poster for Get Him to the Greek, I still haven't done it, but you put the poster for Get Him to the Greek right next to the poster for Marmaduke, and it's the same exact alignment. It's fucking bizarre.
Do you notice on the poster for Marmaduke, I'm obsessed with this, it says in large letters across the center, Marmaduke. But then in the top right-hand corner, it says Owen Wilson, and then really small, is Marmaduke.
Right?
But then George Lopez doesn't get like a is the cat on Marmaduke's head. He doesn't get that.
They're trying to trick people into thinking that George Lopez is really, George Lopez owns Marmaduke.
Because
it's a super white family in the actual movie that they totally hide in most of the ads. See? So I think they're trying to
bring in the Latino.
I'm not the ghost whisperer. I'm the ghost shouter.
Dog whisperer.
They even have ads in Arizona theaters.
Wait, is that a line
in
the movie?
No, but it could be, right? Yeah,
good. That's good.
Wait, the families from Arizona.
If you see Marmaduke in Arizona,
you get deported.
No. No, it's a way to get them into the theater. They say you don't have to show your papers to come
By
see
the way,
it.
I do want to announce, I'll announce it here, I'm a part of the Family Circus movie, and we're working on that. It's going to be really, really great. First scene starts off in a church, and I ask my mom, I go, why do they call them pews if they don't smell? And then we hold for 15 minutes.
Nice.
And then we move to the next
one. Nice.
Sounds like the sequel to Babies.
Oh, I saw Babies.
I know you did.
I did.
Why? You have a girlfriend?
I have a girlfriend.
Yeah, you do.
But I also
and Sex and the City
I'm also
2
a pedophile.
We saw Sex and the City 2
we
with
saw
our
Sex
significant.
City, yeah, with our girlfriend.
Do pedophiles really? Do they go back that far? Do they go infant ever?
Everybody's
Is
got
that
their
part
thing.
Of it?
Everybody sexy.
I don't
baby.
Think I've ever heard of that.
It's really
that seems a little
Babies
too
is
creepy.
Really cool. Actually, I really enjoyed it. My favorite was the Mongolian baby.
I like adorable. Mongolian barbecue.
Yeah, they barbecue that baby.
Ooh.
Just for a joke, when I order Chinese in front of my friends, I ask for the Mongoloid beef. And the waiter or waitress never bats an eye, never repeats it back. They just like either don't listen to it or are fucking over it.
We did see Sex and the City 2, and I love this movie for the pure and simple fact that my wife loves Sex and the City, and after seeing that movie, she understood how I felt after I saw Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull, which was severe disappointment and embarrassment that, I like these characters, I respected this, I was excited for this, and now I'm crushed.
I Sex and the City 2 should have been called On the Nose, but then they wouldn't do it because of Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sex and the City 2, what I liked about it was it felt like it was written by a high schooler who found out that Muslim culture is different than American culture. It was like, I gotta get the word out about this. They treat women weird. I gotta talk about it. Yeah. And it's
or
pretty great.
Or it was either written by a high schooler or a pampered gay man who's been totally detached from reality.
So what's the message?
The major one of the major
Does
conflicts
what's
of the
loser vagina,
Samantha.
Vagina.
Well, I just don't know where it is.
She's so brazen.
Yeah.
Lawrence
she's
of
so
my
brazen
labia.
With her vagina. It's just like we just Lawrence of my labia. Yeah. That would make me. I would shit myself and pass out if I was sitting in a movie theater and heard her say that.
This is the if you want to follow the trajectory of the movie, it was they start off in New York and their lives are pretty good.
Yeah.
And then they go away and then they come back and their lives are pretty good.
Yeah.
That was pretty much that. That was the
Then one of the major conflicts of the movie is we need to get to the airport or we won't be able to fly back first class.
First class.
Oh, no.
That's a major conflict point.
They
in the
literally
movie.
Say wow. We can't fly coach for 12 hours.
Yeah.
I just want to say that the Family Circus kid was sitting next to you when you took a shit in your pants, and at the movie theater when you heard the line you wanted to hear and you shit your pants and passed out, then the Family Circus kid said, "Mom, this this smells like church.
Yeah. I was trying to put that together and you did it quicker too.
Uncrustable.
Yeah.
There's got to be a morning after.
Just if anyone does want to know too, Sex in the City, 2 hours and 45 minutes.
No, you're kidding. No, no.
2 hours and 45 minutes.
No,
it's
not
as long
really.
As Avatar.
That's got to be 10 minutes of trailers for.
No, it's 3 hours with the trailers.
Jesus.
And it's 2 hours and 45 minutes. Wow. And yes, they do put on burkas and run around like they're in an old fashioned farce. That is also something that does happen.
Liza Minnelli's in it though, and it's kind of awesome. Although it looks literally like they CGI'd her head onto something.
Yes.
Spotty.
It looks, yeah.
Doug, I'm sure you've already covered this, but just...
I told the people with the giant sign they could put it down. That was ridiculous that I ordered them to hold it up the entire time.
I think that they should
I can
now.
Remember that their names are Dale and Cartman.
Yep, you got
Cartman,
it.
Dale and Cartman.
Exactly right.
Cartman.
How does your audience... Have you already covered the 3D... Every fucking film in 3D? I mean, do people like it?
I've spoken of it with my guests, and we're all pretty much in agreement that we don't want more of it.
I hate it. It's fucking ridiculous.
I liked it. Avatar was cool. How to Train Your Dragon was all right, but no other 3D movie I've seen.
Piranha 3D.
Except for
have
Piranha
you,
3D.
Have you seen boobs in 3D? Girls on trampolines jumping naked?
Well, then I'm in, but that's nobody's ever done that. 3D has just been wasted on
I just
you
hate
know,
wearing
violence.
Glasses. They're awful. The
yeah, the glasses are bad.
Well, like, but it's
especially
also...
people who wear glasses are like, now they like got two pairs of glasses on. They're like...
I got punched twice. I wear glasses.
You put that together. You put that together like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty smooth.
Simply uncrustable.
But it also, the other issue is, and I'm going to do my next bit with just a soundtrack right. behind it, is that I wonder what it's like to watch 3D movies on TV when they're 2D and they're not fun to watch.
Yeah, who? Avatar is like the best-selling DVD of all time. Why would you ever want to watch that on your regular TV?
Yeah.
You would just realize it's a shitty movie.
Yeah.
This is kind of long
like,
when
like
I'm not in it.
Yeah. It's like turning on the lights in a strip club. It's like, no.
Family we're circus indeed.
Yeah. We're finding out that baby's a documentary.
That shit was so staged.
Babies?
Yeah, babies.
Yeah.
I want to see babies
bring that,
too.
Bring that goat in. Bring it. What is it? What comes and drinks out of the baby's
mouth? The goat.
The goat.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Don't that goat got a spinoff movie.
Nice.
Goats.
Utes.
You could just see them behind the camera. Should we let that goat kill that little baby? Or should should we step in and do the right thing and not have a goat near the baby?
I mean, honestly, Peter, it's going to be a trailer moment.
Trailer moment. Goat eats baby.
Spoiler. Is goat an animal that eats flesh? What does it eat? Because it's getting out. Oh, it's in there.
Oh, it's in there.
It all, the only person that has to worry about it being eaten by a goat is the Tin Man. What? They don't like flesh. They like, you know.
Tin. Right. Tin cans, and... folks. Get back to your Popeye days. Nothing better than a goat eating a tin can.
Have you ever had a goat stand on your back?
Yes.
Me too.
There's one massage parlor in the valley that we go to. Man, woman, or goat? Goat. Jesus, I didn't know. That's awesome.
My friend Ken Daly had a pet goat, and like you, if you hunched over in front of it, it would just jump up on your back like you were a rock.
Wow.
And it would just stand there.
If you look at goats, they do not. They're one of those animals where you're like, yeah, they didn't start on Earth. Like, they're crazy fucking looking. Alien
and
animals.
That's why I joined Scientology when I Kroll told me that, and I was like, yeah, there are aliens and there are goats.
I Krolled you that.
Yeah.
That's the point of the Doug Benson podcast. There it is every week.
Exposing.
Why should you join?
That's why we're set up right across the street from the Scientology Center.
Is that, it's a former hotel? I just walked by it tonight after I'd parked.
That's a celebrity center. Oh. That is, you know, it's a really beautiful.
Yeah, I like that everybody here is afraid to laugh.
There's cameras everywhere. I walked around. There's like cameras.
Is Giovanni Ribisi here? No one laughed.
It's not like a center for common people. It's spelled C-E-N-T-R-E. Centre.
Oh.
Yeah.
Only European.
Have you guys, any of you fellas been to the movies lately? Have we talked about that yet?
We talked about Sex and the City.
So, I saw MacGruber.
Oh, MacGruber's great.
MacGruber's
fucking
really so funny.
It's funny.
Go see MacGruber.
People here clapped at the mere mention of it.
Check this out.
Shrek Forever After.
I just saw it.
See
that's
nothing.
Right. Yes, well,
one I, guy in
that's
Shrek.
That's all I see.
It's David Katzenberg.
That was annoying.
You saw that because of the children?
Because of the children. Absolutely no reason for fucking 3D.
Yeah.
Was it ogre rated?
Nice. Simply uncrustable.
Dalen Cartman didn't like that one very much.
MacGruber, if you have a hesitation...
SNL movie, how do you make a funny movie out of a 20-second sketch?
They did it
because it's not. It's a parody and homage to like late 80s action films.
If you want to see
Under Siege or like
Lethal Weapon, that kind of
all that shit. It's
dirty. It's violent.
Yeah,
it's very
really funny.
It's really
funny. Val Kilmer is hilarious. Like it's worth seeing. I love when critics.
Is that what you're going to say about a review it got?
No. My buddy was just saying it was like, my buddy Joe Mandy tweeted that it's like the new Office.
Ooh, Joe Mandy.
That it was like the new Office Space. I think it will be like that. Like, Office Space didn't do well in the theaters, but then people caught it and were like, oh, this is a really funny movie.
I dare to say it's funnier than Office Space.
Oh, I think so. Go.
Office Space is more about like an attitude than
right.
Than
this movie has
more jokes.
Huge fucking laughs in it.
Yeah.
And look, Nick and I financed it. Yeah, we'll put that on
yes.
the table. And I mean, look,
there you go.
We need to get some of that money back.
I sold two of my tanning beds for this movie, so.
I leveraged four of my yogurt shops. And all in the same 2-block radius. I'm taking a
yes, ticket. But truth be told, your yogurt shops were called Tug Out Some Yogurt.
Yeah. I call them like I see them. The handles on the yogurt machines are taped like, are like giant penises.
Kids love to play with them.
Really?
Duty.
Yeah, but it's worth it. You saw it too.
Yeah. I saw it at South by Southwest, yeah. and I ran into the night before you and Will Forte.
Yeah.
And I told him you're gonna love watching your movie with a South by Southwest crowd because they're just.
They're jazzed.
Their enthusiasm, they have taste, they don't just give it up for anything,
right.
But they're psyched about everything. And it was...
Gangbusters.
You know, it was so nuts that like you just walk out of there thinking, oh, this movie's going to be a hit.
I thought it was going to be
like,
the biggest movie.
And then the fucking marketing comes in, or whatever, or people's perceptions.
Yeah.
Or
I really think it's like, because you think MacGruber, you're like, that's not a movie, because Night at the Roxbury, that wasn't a movie, and neither was like Superstar. They had funny characters or funny people, but it doesn't like...
I think the disconnect goes deeper than that. I think that like a lot of people just don't know what MacGruber is. You know what I mean? Just because it's a sketch on SNL,
and they
doesn't
only
necessarily mean they know it.
Yeah, they only get 4 or 5 million viewers, so you're not looking at a big audience.
And no, out of 300 million people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty... It is
I think
a pretty
somebody
narrow...
was tittering like you were being
sarcastic.
No, I wasn't.
I think if they named that movie just like Action Movie.
Or 2.5 Men the Movie.
I'm so sorry
Or
for
See
that.
This or Suck It
really?
Would be a good title for it.
I would watch that.
You see totally would. You'd rather it. See it than Suck It.
Yeah. Right? They come to your house and make you suck it if you don't see it.
Oh,
did you
man,
see it?
I
show me
saw
your car
it, but I gotta suck it.
Yeah, about 3 weeks ago, there was a movie in the theaters. Well, I'm not aware. Mm-hmm. There was a movie in the theaters, theater suck it. I'm not aware. All right, let's go to your bedroom, ma'am. What is that thing, a yogurt handle?
Tug out some yogurt.
I'm not aware.
Hey, real quickly, do you guys have a favorite Morgan Freeman movie?
Yeah, of course.
It's his birthday.
Yeah, it's called Car Accident.
Too dark, too soon. What happened? He lived.
Who's too dark, too soon?
I don't know.
Nice. This is like a backstop. Everything's collected, put in the hopper, and reconstituted. Yeah. I love it.
I'll go first. I'll go with, you know, I mean, look, when you think about Morgan Freeman.
Nick went first. Let's be clear about that.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. The best
That's
more.
That's an enjoyable movie.
Is it?
Alan Rickman is awesome.
It should have been an enjoyable movie. It had the elements of it.
Yeah, but the action's decent. Go check it out again.
All right, I'll watch it.
Was that
Kevin Costner?
Oh boy,
let's get in here.
Yeah, Costner. Yeah, let's talk to the mic, my friend.
Come on, man.
Oh, I forgot. This is not a live show. This is for people.
Was he also
on the ellipticals?
Did he reprise his role in Evan Almighty?
Yes, he did. And they danced at the end. It was awesome.
I mean, can you guys get your fucking act together and talk about the bucket list for 10 to 15 minutes?
See, I thought I was going to get some genuine answers. I didn't know it was going to be...
Well, I mean, Shawshank,
of course. Yeah, Shawshank. I think so. That's where Shawshank. It became the...
Talk about tugging out some yogurt.
Can I... What?
But Morgan,
can I tell you?
Like, Morgan Freeman, though, is one of those guys who, like, you think of Shawshank, but he's been in a million movies. I'm sure, like, he doesn't, like, he's been in just great movies.
Yes.
I mean, right?
Yeah, and he's been a lot of stuff where I looked at the list today of everything he's been in, and when I looked at it, there's a lot of stuff I went, oh, yeah, I think he was in that. Yeah. Like, he, you know, he takes a lot of smaller roles.
Do you
roles,
have a favorite movie?
But, yeah, one that just popped out at me that I just wanted to recommend if people haven't seen it is a thing he was in called The Big Bounce. Mm-hmm. With Owen Wilson.
Oh, no.
And it was directed by the dude who did Gross Point Blank.
Mm-hmm.
And which is a
Pink?
Classic.
Was it like an Elmore Leonard?
I don't think Pink was involved. It was George Armitage. He also directed that Miami Blues with Alec Baldwin.
Oh, wow.
And that's a good movie.
That is a very good movie.
I might be confused about who did what, but anyway, Armitage directed this one, Big Bounce. It didn't do very well, but it's got a lot of good actors in it, and it's quirky, and it's an interesting movie. And it's from 2004. So
put that in your treadmill and run on.
So if you want to watch a Morgan Freeman movie.
Put that on your Nordic track and row with it.
I enjoyed him in Million Dollar Baby.
That was good.
After Shawshank, when he obviously he's our town narrator for that host of horrors that happens to men. But he became like the go-to guy for voiceover after that, right?
He did March of the Penguins.
Yep.
He narrated that. And that was changed from the original March of the Penguins. Somebody would do like kind of like Milo and Otis kind of thing and do a different voice for every penguin.
Bob Saget did that, didn't he, for a farce of the Penguins?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. So it kind of went full circle there.
Yeah.
But now he introduces CBS News, right?
Does really? Morgan Freeman does?
Yes. Anybody? No one watches
because
the news.
Nobody
is it
fucking
CBS
watches?
News with Katie Couric?
By the way, for those
somebody
of you
else
dude, out in
Michael
podcast
Douglas.
Land, David Koechner
Michael
is pointing
Douglas?
To two 88-year-old people because those are the only people who watch fucking network news.
Would you just call Katie up on the phone?
Which one is it? Does he? It does the... Not CNN.
That's James Earl Jones, racist.
I love him in the Allstate ads.
That's Dennis Haysbert, racist. I love him as the president of our country.
That's Tiger Wood, racist.
You guys.
Family circle.
Quit joking around about the guy from Different Strokes. The guy. Nobody's ever called him the guy. That's what I'll do for him in death is I'll compliment him by calling him guy. Gary
did you tweet did you make jokes right away when he died? Did you?
I did not. I abstained.
Me too.
Did you?
I did refrain.
I swallowed some abstainium.
I feel like for some reason I don't want to make a joke on like I feel like a salute to people's death. On Twitter is just a bummer. It's like, oh, is that how they're going to be remembered? Just
also, it all has to be a variation on what you're talking about, Willis. There were no other catchphrases like,
well, there's
oh,
one.
I'm out of money or
well,
whatever.
The one that I heard and I saw repeated a couple times was, I guess he had a different stroke.
Oh, see, I didn't even see that one. Yeah. I didn't even see that one.
If I ran the New York Post, the headline for me would be, what you talking about, life? But I don't, so I wouldn't make that joke.
No.
DonkeyTees.com that does my t-shirts, they came up with a shirt where it's him shrugging, Gary Coleman as a little kid, and he's shrugging and it says, what you talking about, Jesus? And they put that out like 10 minutes after
announced
that he was dead.
No.
And so I felt like kind of weird promoting it, but I still do.
Because
well,
he went
did.
To hell, right?
Yeah.
No, that's not... You totally misunderstood. No wonder people hate this shirt. They don't get it at all. They think he went...
What'd you talk like... about, Satan? The best thing I saw, which was also put out very quickly, was they CGI Photoshopped Gary Coleman into the church at the end of Lost. So, like, he's like, it's like sitting next to Locke and Sawyer as a little Gary Coleman. Like,
Jesus, from like the day after Different Strokes was canceled to now was his purgatory for sure. He was definitely waiting around for like, well, what's the next move?
I like how this particular podcast has become a Dante's Inferno. It's just a divine comedy, not Dante's Inferno. It's just a divine comedy going purgatory, hell, and heaven.
Yeah,
it's really a deep show.
Trying to get into it.
Family circus.
Full family circus.
Yeah, the hell that is family circus.
Let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. See, people like it. Oh, the sign's back out. Doug and Catherine are ready. But let's do it this way. Let's let each of our esteemed guests tonight, starting with Dave Koechner in the hat, choose from all these lovely people with name tags on, who would you like to play for?
If they have a name tag?
Yeah.
Pick
any one person.
Who raised their hand over there first?
The one that you can see.
Melody and Darlene, just one?
Read them.
Who raised their hand first? It was Darlene. I like
Darlene's. I like both of those tags. They're very legible from very far distance. You're smart.
Yeah. But she was aggressive. I like that. At first, I thought Chris and Brian actually had pins in them. It's tape. But Brian's actually looks like it's a push pin.
Is somebody giving you a stretch signal?
Yes. What?
Because you're dragging this out unnecessarily.
Drag it out. Dude, my job is to drag it down. All right, I'm playing for Darlene.
Darlene. Yay, Darlene. Nick, you have 1/5 the amount of time that was just devoted to Dave Koechner picking Darlene. But do please pick from these guys over here, because they are in the seats where
Catherine?
I'll give Doug a shot.
But this is nice. Like, future note for everybody in the future, listening or here in person. If you're here in person, you can pretty much get away with sitting anywhere now, as long as you have a nice big name tag on. But we're going to play with Doug with the giant dry erase board. Nick is playing for Doug.
Playing with fire.
And Paul, who would you like to play
for? Do I have to just pick people with name tags, or I can go anywhere?
I'd pick somebody with a name tag, because if you just pick somebody that doesn't have a name tag, that would be awesome for them and super lottery.
Because
they didn't even try and get picked.
Somebody that I feel like really wants it but didn't make a name tag. I feel like that's the person I want to pick.
Well, if you think you can change that person's life,
I think I'm going to change that person's
by
life.
Picking them. And if you think you can do it quickly,
you want it, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh my God! He wanted it so badly. He went, yeah.
It's David Katzenberg, everybody.
All right, get that guy's name.
How long
name.
Did that take?
That took too long, too.
I'm playing for Will.
Shit, yeah.
Darlene. Okay.
All right, so Paul's playing for Will. Nick is playing for Doug. And
Darlene.
I knew that.
My name's David.
David's playing for Darlene.
Oh, the
Don't gaslight me. I knew both of those.
The board is changing.
Right. Yeah, what's going on? What's happening with the board?
Uh-oh.
Can you write forever?
Oh, they fixed it. They made it even easier on me. I love it. Mm-hmm. You guys are proactive.
Oh, wow. There's a heart.
We picked all dudes because it's so easy for ladies to get laid, right? That's what we
did. Yeah.
I didn't. I picked
Darlene. Oh, you picked the lady?
I picked Darlene.
I'm sorry. I forgot.
We start with Paul Scheer. Paul Scheer gets to pick from the following three categories.
Okay.
May he rest in peace, Dennis Hopper movies.
Nice. Ooh,
yeah. Okay. I like to keep it timely. And let's talk about a great actor. Number twos, that would be sequels, number twos.
Okay.
That's what I call them, number twos.
Uh-huh. Always funny.
And motion pictures that feature former actors, people that were in the Star Wars saga. This is Star Wars alums is the name of this
category. I'm picking sequels.
Number twos.
Number twos.
All right, here we go. Number twos, you get to pick a year. Would you like a number two from 1989, 1970, or 2008? This is a number two in a series of motion pictures.
2008.
Here we go. I've talked about this before. Len Walton gives it an embarrassing 2 stars. Mm. Yeah, I'm not happy with that rating.
You think it should be deserved less or more?
Let's say more.
Okay.
Yes, more. And I'll read something to you from it, from Len's review. This movie is doomsday dark and palpably real.
Yeah, you heard me.
Wow.
It's Doomsday Dark and palpably real. Two stars. From 2008, you have 15 names. Start the bidding, Paul Scheer. How many names?
I can name that movie in 13 names.
Nice. We come around to Dave Koechner.
I'll say 9.
Resplendent in a Hat, saying 9. Nick Kroll in the glasses.
11.
8 names.
Please go less than 9.
Gotcha. Oh, you can keep bid?
Yeah.
Bidding? Keep bid.
8 names.
We're still on Nick Kroll.
I'll go 8 names. F you,
sure. Now, Paul has to either say Nick Kroll name that movie, or you go less names.
I'll go less names.
How many names? 5 names. All the way down to 5, Dave Koechner.
Name that movie.
Paul Scheer, that movie. All right. I haven't learned to pronounce this guy's name since the last time this movie came up. So I'll try it again. Keith Zabarzagaga.
Okay.
Zabarzagaga.
Not helpful.
It's Zabarzaga. Okay. Keith Zabarzaga. Anthony Michael Hall. Mm-hmm. Richie Koster. Eric Roberts. And Nestor Carbonell. Those are your 5 names.
Those are big names.
Those are big names. Yeah, Richard Alpert from Lost.
Oh, from 2008.
Wow, I thought this would be easy, but those names
it's
are
tough
really...
when you're on the spot. Those names should give it away.
Really?
Yeah. Those are some rich names.
Fucking no.
You know it. Man, I'm going to say...
Try to make it dramatic. For the girl on the elliptical.
This is tough. This is a tough one. I'm gonna say it's a big action movie.
You're asking me questions now?
I don't know.
Think
I
said that, but go ahead.
All right.
Go with your gut.
My gut is like that. Fucking shit.
People know it. They're trying to transport it into your brain.
Oh, they've got their phones out.
You're playing for that
I'm
guy.
For Will.
Name I forgot.
I'm letting down Will. Maybe I should.
He doesn't have
a name
tag.
All right.
What is it?
I'm gonna go with an animated movie. I don't know. Damn it. Palpably real.
Wrong.
It's dark. I don't know it.
Wrong. If it's animated. Wrong.
Okay. Wrong.
Whoa.
2000. Yeah.
But go ahead and jump in when you know.
2010.
It.
I don't know. I don't have it.
Cillian Murphy, Ron Dean,
I got
Malik Gabriel.
I know it. Batman.
Batman.
It's called Dark Knight.
Dark Knight. But I knew from Nestor Carbonell because I remember watching him. Is that motherfucker wearing eyeliner in this movie?
Yeah, and then he wears it on Lost, and then they said on one of those post-show things that he doesn't wear eyeliner. That's just how he has dark around eyes.
Yeah.
How could they get 2 stars?
2 stars?
2 stars, yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's really my biggest enjoyable. Beef with Len is that he's just like
really enjoyable.
It's a Batman story for the terrorist era. It's also incredibly long. Ledger's a
completely enjoyable.
Wild Joker.
So that was
fuck Len, whoever he is.
His character is so sick. It's difficult to derive any pleasure from watching him.
I get
nothing but pleasure from watching Heath Ledger play that character.
I agree.
It's the most lived-in, amazing performance I probably have ever witnessed.
I agree.
Thank you.
Who is that? Len who?
And he will rise from the dead and appear on this show with John Lithgow in 2 weeks.
Who's the reviewer? Len who?
Len Malton.
It's the Len Malton game we're playing.
I don't think Len reviewed that one. I think he sent out one of
Len,
his
I didn't know it was Leonard.
Was having a sandwich.
I didn't know that you're that chummy. I thought someone else had contributed to his book.
Right.
Len.
Well, he has contributors, but I bet he wrote.
Are you going to do the Mr. Skin game at one point where you just said.
Mr. Skin was on the show once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
All right,
so who got the point there?
I did.
Who made who Kroll. Guess it? Kroll made Kroll Paul.
Oh, but he made Paul guess it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Oh,
Dave yeah.
So I got the point?
You got the point, sir. But we go to Nick Kroll to start off this next one.
Knew the answer.
And you get to pick from 3 categories. We got to get through this fast. First person to 2 points wins, so it's Koechner's to win right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, take that shit.
By the way, for podcast land, he was just doing shoulder presses.
Okay, I'm helping out the girl on the elliptical.
You want to go Dennis Hopper movies or...
what was the other one?
Star Wars alums.
That's a good one.
Or I'll give you a third one.
Okay.
Buddy movies.
Oh, wow.
I'm gonna
buddy
go,
movies,
I'm
kind
gonna
of
go,
like get them to the Greek that you're in currently playing.
I'll do buddy movies, please.
So get know you. I Greek so guys. Know you.
You're so buddy. You're so
which
buddy
one did you
movie.
Pick?
Buddy movies.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Hope it's bulletproof.
Do you want one from... No pre-guessing, no pre-guessing.
Carpenter story, Karen want, Carpenter story. No, that's
you
not
want
it.
19... No, she didn't have anyone close enough to stop her from...
Turn an empty plate.
1998.
Good stuff,
yes.
Folks.
What is it?
1988, 1966,
uh-huh.
Or 1973.
Wow.
What was the first one? 88?
88.
I got to go 88.
Okay.
What year were you born?
78.
I love you. Same year for me. Same year. Same exact age.
Len gives us 3.5 stars.
For me, 82.
Len says 3.5 stars. And frequent listeners have probably heard this one on the show before because it's seeming familiar to me. Mm-hmm. But you guys haven't listened lately, so you're mm-hmm. not going to, that's not a clue.
Mm-hmm.
Len gives it 3.5. And it says it has a dynamic music score.
Oh.
And was followed by a TV series.
Ooh,
which is a really strange way of putting it. It's followed by a TV series. Okay, it's 1988, 3.5 stars according to Len. Followed by a TV series.
And it's a buddy movie.
Yeah.
Buddy movie 88.
You have 8 names, Mr.
I will
start the bidding.
I will say I can do it in 7 names.
Paul Scheer?
6 names.
5 names.
Fast bidding, I like it.
I'll say 4 names.
Name that movie.
Mr. Kostner.
I can't say it.
Out of order, sir.
Nick Kroll, name that movie.
Okay, just so we're clear, this is how I play poker badly, is I just want to be in the game, so I will do it, even though I can't.
Invite him over, folks.
So you got to get in 4 names?
Yeah.
Here we go. 4 names.
I'm sorry about this, Doug. Nick is playing for Doug. The 4 names are Richard Ferrangi.
Ooh, dead giveaway.
Wendy Phillips. Joe Pantoliano.
Ooh.
Joey Pants! And... That's not the 4th name. There's 1 more name. Dennis Farina. Those are the 4 names.
Oh,
don't give it away, David Koechner or Paul Scheer. The person has to guess always knows.
Okay, so...
person who doesn't have to guess always knows it.
Became a TV show as a buddy movie. Became a TV show after that?
Wish I would have gotten this one. Will, we would have done it. Maybe we will do it here.
Any bells at all?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you said Bell, so I'm thinking, but Saved by the Bell didn't start as a movie.
TV movie.
Buddy movie.
I'm having a clue giving.
Good morning, Miss Bliss.
Okay, you're no,
yeah,
no
more
clues. Okay.
Batman.
Dennis.
It's the kind of thing where you don't know yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
You might not ever know.
I don't know it. I'm so sorry, Doug.
John Ashton, Yaphet Kotto, Charles Grodin.
Midnight Run.
Robert De Niro. Midnight Run.
They made a TV
show? I love the Danny Elfman score. I love it.
I did not know that was made into a TV show.
It was made into a series.
I didn't know that either, and it's
a
confusing clue.
Of TV movies for USA. With the guy who played Trapper McGavin from Happy Madison, or really, you know, the golf one.
Yeah. That guy's great. Big eyes, that guy.
Or whatever. With Trapper, what's his name? Trapper Shooter McGavin. All right, great.
What? All right, so who got that point?
McDonald's?
I got that point.
All right, so you have a point, and Dave Koechner has a point. Right?
Yes.
All right, we're starting with Kroll again. Kroll gets to pick again.
All right.
Dennis Hopper.
Wait, why does Kroll go to go in? Isn't it Koechner's?
Because he still doesn't have a point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's always the underdog goes first.
Oh, good.
It's just like that game.
I like your world. I like your world. Hey, man.
I want to go. Let's go.
That's cool.
Dennis Hopper movies.
Uh-huh. That's cool of you.
Why don't we just pick that? Cause
let's do it. Because
let's do it.
Okay.
Because there aren't any Gary Coleman movies.
Do you want a Dennis Hopper?
Be nice, everyone.
That's not true.
Yeah, there's got
to
be
there's
one.
There's that
or
movie
two.
Where you had to stash stuff at a
locker, right?
A locker in Grand Central.
And you could see the racetrack the results. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that was the kid from left field, wasn't it?
No, that was the one with Shine Shoes with Norman Fell, and he would be like, superstar in the 4th race, and then people would win money.
1986.
Big right. year for
I'm not ignoring that.
Big
I'm
year
just,
for Hopper.
I got a game
86.
83
mm-hmm.
or 95. Dennis Hopper movie.
86 is a big year for Hopper.
Okay, 83 or 95.
So how many
pick
names?
Year.
How many? How
pick
many?
A year.
I'm sorry. 86. Let's do the big year.
Okay. Len gives it 3 stars. I'd go 3.5 or 4, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So you give it an extra half.
It's a favorite of mine. One of my favorite.
Uh-oh.
Especially one of my favorite performances of his.
Okay.
It's from 1986.
Mm-hmm.
Says, best of all is Hopper, perfectly cast.
Okay.
Is what they say about him in this movie.
Okay.
They also call the movie disturbing.
Yes.
Okay. And there are...
Okay.
This is easy,
there's
right?
10 names. Is it?
Go ahead.
And,
10 names.
And Nick Kroll starts the bidding.
2 names.
He can get it. 2 names. Whoa. Paul Scheer, can you get it less than 2 names?
In that movie.
Oh, wait. Does he get a second
yeah,
movie?
Yeah. See what happened to you? You got screwed on that one.
He said two.
He went way low. Paul said name it. Now he has to try to name it.
I was going
to
say
Will
one.
I bet you could
win.
Do it in one, but Paul said name that
but
movie.
But that's not fair. I like your world.
Paul might have bid one. Paul might have bidded one, and then you would have had to bid zero. You
I would bid zero.
Zero.
I will bid zero.
It's too
Doesn't
late.
Doesn't make a difference.
I want a pound.
You're out.
I'm trying to win this for Will. Man came without a name tag.
Okay. Here's your 2 names. This is awesome. 2 names.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Hopper.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. That's where his name is on the list. That's a clue. He's not the star of it. It's not a Dennis Hopper movie, per se.
Can I so buzz great. In this if he great. Doesn't get it?
After
one.
He doesn't get it, you can
this
get
is
it.
Great. Yeah,
and then Jim Metzler is the other name.
This is an easy one.
Can I
Jim Metzler, come on, guys! The Mets!
Do we... How do we...
While he thinks about it, let me talk about the prizes.
How do we buzz in? Do we hit the table or punch you?
The winner's going to get... You don't have to buzz in. Just yell it out after Nick says he doesn't
Wait,
know
he's
it.
He's the bottom
The winner's going to get a 3-pack of EPs that are available from AST Records from Paul F. Tompkins, Dan Telfer, and Greg Proops. That's an awesome 3-pack. You can get it for $15 at astrecords.com. Also going to win an I Love Heart Garfunkel & Oates shirt. The typo's on purpose. It says, I Love Heart Garfunkel & Oates. It's adorable.
Nice.
Also, a copy of my CD from AST Records, Doug Benson, Professional Humor Idiot. And you also win a Too Trunk to Tweet t-shirt.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
What's happening so far in the John Lithgow? Who is in the finalists of co-hosting the podcast?
Oh, it's ongoing because John Lithgow, he's said he's going to do it, and then I never hear from him ever about anything.
Okay.
Whenever he tweets, I try to get his attention.
How long does he have?
I don't know. All right, we got to wrap this up.
Here we go.
Nick Kroll, do you have
man.
A guess?
Yeah.
You had a
I
lot of time to
it.
Think about
yeah.
it.
I think I fucked this up. Sorry, Doug.
No, that's not sorry. Paul's going to win for...
How can he win?
Because I forced him into the thing. Strategy. Strategy. Strategy.
See how life works. Paul is going to win for the guy who didn't even wear a name tag to the show. That's how fucked up life is. My show, my podcast is like a microcosm. It's like the oil spill of podcasts.
This is the
like you
the
come in here all optimistic, and then it's
but wait,
gonna be the, it's going to keep gushing.
Shouldn't
until
I get
August.
A chance to win the goodie bag? If
you
I
can't change the rules, you said backstage you're a fun game player.
I am
a bitter game player.
I'm not being bitter. But if we played by the rules...
We are. This is on the
no,
rules.
No, I didn't get to bid.
Did we say what the movie is?
Blue Velvet.
There it is.
No.
No?
No.
That was a good guess, though. It was a little later than Blue Velvet, I think.
I was going to say, Blue can Velvet. I guess? Can I guess my
yeah, yeah, yeah.
True Romance?
No.
Oh.
No, no, no. He probably it's had a not, little bigger,
can
better
I guess
billing
the last
that.
One that I thought?
The names are Leo Rossi, Constance Forslund, Tom Bauer, Daniel Roebuck, Roxana Zal... Ione, Sky.
Oh, Leech. Say anything?
Rivers.
No. Keanu Reeves and Crispin Glover. And it's called Rivers Edge.
Wow.
It's an awesome movie if you get a chance to see it.
I would not have been able to guess that movie.
And I did it.
Dennis Hopper has an awesome line about going down on a woman till he looked like a glazed donut. And may he rest in peace. And Paul Scheer wins the game. Paul, could you pass all those lovely prizes over to the. To Will, the winner.
Just goes to show you, just because you made a name tag sometimes doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
I have to ask Darlene a question really quick. You guys, do you have anything you want to plug? Anything coming up?
Oh, I'm going to do a show here on Friday at 6:30 p.m. We're going to be airing, we're going to be premiering the pilot John Daly and I made for Comedy Central called Rich Dicks. based off a Funny or Die short we did. So it's going to be this Friday at 6:30 here at the theater with a couple special guests.
But yeah, the podcast is going to come out at probably right after that. So
Oh, it doesn't come out?
Yeah, I would
be a little late for that plug. So if
I would like to plug,
if you have anything a little further down the road. Yeah, people that are here live, come back for that.
I like to plug Scare Tactics. People, just put in your TiVos. It's really good. Give it a second look. You may think it's ridiculous. It's good. Put it in your TiVos. Be surprised. Come home late at night. Watch a Scare Tactics. You'll thank me.
I'm doing the Melrose Improv at 10 a.m.
That's gonna be an awesome show.
Yeah, it is. Just for me and my kids. 10 p.m.
special
Thursday night. Melrose Improv headlining there, and then I'm back here Tuesday night. CDR Sketch at 11:30.
And this, of course, is in December, right?
Yes.
No, it's this week.
By next Tuesday, people will have heard this. So
okay.
Next Tuesday, come to CDR Sketch.
For those assembled,
after Comedy Death Ray.
Come Thursday to the Melrose.
You can come see me in the Comedy Tent at Bonnaroo coming up soon, and also I've got an interruption show coming up June 14th at Largo with Paul Shears agreed to appear and Chris Hardwick, and then I'll be at Helium in Philadelphia June 17th to 19th. 2010. Quick round of applause for Paul Scheer, Nick Kroll, David Koechner, competitive players.
And you know, I was only competitive because I was fighting for Darlene.
Good. And I always
don't talk anymore, Koechner.
I always ask the contestants who lost who I should call a shithead at the end of the show. Darlene and Doug, as you know, are sitting on opposite ends of the stage, and I'm very proud to say Glenn Beck is a shithead, and Glenn Beck is a shithead.
Yeah.
Makes it fun.